I'm David Brancaccio. The guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve meet today and tomorrow to decide whether to cut interest rates, and if so, how far. There's a lot on Fed Chair Jay Powell's plate: a trade war, a cooling global economy, and now the oil supply disruption in the Middle East. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The Fed is weighing multiple risks to the economy. Joseph Bruzuelas at RSM Consulting says that includes a slowdown in manufacturing tied to the trade war with China and the recent spike in oil prices.
So if you're Jay Powell sitting and looking at the economy right now, you're thinking, I'm probably better off cutting rates and get the tension down.
But cutting rates also opens Powell to the charge that he's bowing to criticism from President Trump, who's insulted Powell and demanded that the Fed slash rates.
He's actually called them boneheads, crazy, and this is an out-and-out attack by a president.
But former Fed Governor Frederick Mishkin says Chairman Powell and his fellow governors have thick skins when it comes to Trump's pressure tactics.
It will have basically no impact. The Fed is very much a non-political organization.
Mishkin says any rate cut the Fed enacts this week will be based on evidence that the economy is slowing down and not a move to appease President Trump or help his trade policies succeed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.